Sweaters, shoes, and library books bury me alive as the rising G-force pins me to the back of the closet. Where am I going? Maybe to the Superstone? Cool. I can save the world and be back before my parents find out I'm gone. I hope I get there soon, because I can feel the blood rushing from my brain to the back of my skull. Along with my face! I'm just seconds away from... blacking out! Slam! The closet stops, ejecting me along with the rest of its contents. I hit a cold stone floor and squeak to a halt.
Oops-a-daisy. Sorry for the bumpy landing.
What? Huh? The blood rushes back into my brain, and my eyes begin to focus. I'm lying on the floor of a gigantic, polished marble room. If you can call a place like this a room. I see lots of columns and superhero statues. A massive Hall of Heroes logo is floating at one end. A woman with a blue and gold supersuit and a unicorn head is standing over me. It's Unicorn Magic! One of the members of the Fearless Five! She waves her hoof hand.
Up you go!
Magic sparkles lift me to my feet. I'm embarrassed to say, I'm a little starstruck. I'm also embarrassed that my personal belongings are scattered across the floor of the Hall of Heroes.
Behold! New humanity's only hope! Hope! Hope!
I know that echoey voice. I spin around and see Professor Mobius's giant floating head above my detached closet. And that's not all. Mindstorm is standing next to him, with an intense look on her face, like she's staring into my soul. Which she probably is. And there's Spider Monkey, who for some reason finds all of my personal items hilarious.
Noah is our only hope.
I know that voice, too. Everyone knows that voice. It's the world's most famous and idolized superhero. Man-tastic. And no way. He knows my name. Okay, sorry. I'll recover my I-don't-care attitude soon.
Right now, I'm having an involuntary fanboy moment.
Seriously. This guy?
Says Man-tastic.
There's gotta be someone else. Anyone else.
And the moment's over.